Tuesday, 7:35 p.m.
Problem. Okay, David is basically a scared little man. He's prefabricating fictitious murders in his brain. For what reason has to stem probably from a very bad background of some sort. I would say something in the abuse line. But I've been around killers all my life. I've been away. I know one when I hear one. Don't pretend to be a tough guy, guy. It's not so green on the other side if you know what the inside of those walls are like. You're just a scared little man. Get a life. Enjoy life for what it is. You're not a killer. Don't try to become one. Unless you really know what that kind of life is. You need help. You hide behind your little four walls. And you want to be, you have a hero syndrome. Unfortunately, anybody that's been a killer or around killers or around tough guys know that you're not even remotely close. And if you are, you wouldn't be calling an apology. Smart guy, killers, don't leave tracks. You're begging to be caught. Unfortunately, you're not somebody like, for you anyway, I mean, because I think you glorify the assholes that I was away with, one being Mr. Berkowitz, who's a half a faggot. You know, he had to be in PC because he was just a little baby. He never make it inside. He stays in his cell. So there's your tough guy. There's your hero. Your hero gets it up the ass if he ever goes in GP. And this other guy who called about killing himself, he's got a problem. He wants somebody to take care of his drug business for him. Well, my friend, let me tell you two things. If you want to kill yourself, you've already done that with the weapon that you've used that you're complaining about now, which is the drugs. You want to do yourself, don't call out here and insult everyone's intelligence about calling this guy over to your house to whack you out. Give me a fucking break. This is what you do. Take the same shit you can't handle that you made your decision in life and use it to blow your head off. OD. Don't ask the people of this city to do it for you. Anybody that was a drug user, okay, knows the tremendous mental strain where it takes a lot of guts to get off of this shit. And you're under carousel. You teed it over the line. As a matter of fact, you haven't even given it a shot. You just thought it was some kind of yuppie uptown fun game. Well, welcome to the real world of hell, pal, because it's got you by your balls. So don't ask someone to open the door for you. Do it yourself. If not, which I don't think you'll ever be capable of doing, which I hope not for your sake, because you don't sound like just a very scared man, which I don't blame you, but you go for help and you mean it. Don't look for them to perform the miracle. You have to perform it. I've listened to this line a couple of times. It's very amusing to me, some of these people. But then again, the killer who's not a killer, get a life, pal. I mean, if you really think you're a hard ass, come down to certain areas in Brooklyn and you can strut your shit and you might get your wish on. You'd be on the receiving end just for being a jerk. Those are the real killers. You don't want to be a killer. People in the city suck enough. We don't need no one more asshole to be walking around whacking people. And if you are that person, I'd be more happy to decapitate you and get rid of you. See, I was a tough guy. Okay? And you don't know nothing about life if you're sitting there talking to a phone about it. You haven't been inside. You don't know what it's like. I don't know what your background is, what kind of shit you've been through, but I will tell you this. Stop it. Wake up. Get a life. You're not a killer. Don't pretend to be one. We have enough of them. Too many dirtbags I've seen come and go. And they want to be dead. Only they find their way. You are living in a different world. The other gentleman, like I said, that wants to kill himself, I feel sorry for you, my friend. Go out there and get help and mean it. Don't look for someone else to do it for you. Mr. Apology, my name is John because that is the name I'm giving you. I wouldn't give you any other name. That's the name I will use. And I will be calling this line frequently to find out what kind of real fucking bubbleheads that are pretending to be ugly. You know, if you know what ugly is, you don't want to pretend to ever even look at ugly again. The world sucks, it's tough, but we made it the way it is. We should take care of business in a lot of ways, but unfortunately, we don't. I mean, I think a lot of things could be done. with some bad people out there, which I was one of, you know, and I'm glad to say God gave me the strength to come back from that, because all I do now is look for the good. I'm not Jesus Christ. You slap me on one side of my face, I don't give you the other cheek. I rip your ear off. That's what I believe in, and I still believe people are good, and if the city and the people get together, we can make this a more humane place to live. Get rid of all the excuses and programs that have been used as an excuse for not getting off your ass and learning anything, because we're making it easy, like the welfare and the programs that exist, basic for liberal bullshit politicians who we should shoot first, along with anyone that has that kind of mentality. This country is and always will be number one, but we let it slip right through our fingers because we're not hungry no more. We've lost it. It's time to get it back. Cut out the fat. Don't make these programs attractive to anybody. I know I'm getting into welfare now, but don't make them attractive for anyone to not go to work. The reason it still exists is because they say, why go to work, man? All I got to do is a pound a week plus this plus that, and they're doing $1,000 a week, and then you're out here busting your ass working two jobs. So, that's what I really have to say. It's a very interesting line. I heard about this a little while ago. And it's very entertaining. And if I could ever find my way clear to send you a couple of dollars, I think I will. So, Mr. Apology, you have a good day. And you two fucking morons, the one that wants to kill himself and the other fucking half a fag that thinks he's a killer, do something with your life before I do it for you. Bye-bye.